Hey everyone, welcome to Wednesday's Main Event, a podcast about the world of pro wrestling. I'm your host, Sebastian Lenon, and I'm really excited to be launching this project. It's been a long time coming. I have a lot of big plans for this show, and even if you're not a fan of pro wrestling, I really hope you'll join me for this ride. So in this first episode, I wanted to talk about myself, my goals with this podcast, why exactly I chose to cover wrestling, and also what you can expect in future episodes and long term. So growing up, I was always drawn to storytelling. Like a lot of people, I loved connecting with characters and growing with them, whether it was comics or video games. I just loved watching a character go on a journey and experiencing it with them. And pro wrestling was like this for me, but on a much deeper level. I know a lot of people know WWE and maybe like some other promotions like AEW, but they might not really know what wrestling is about. They might just think it's like a fake fight, but it's really more than that. It's about the storytelling, because you can have people fight, like the UFC, boxing, but to make people care about the fight, that's where the storytelling comes into play. And it's really these stories that can really connect with people, impact people, and, you know, empower them even. Because there are stories about overcoming the odds, proving doubters wrong. Stories like these inspired me when I needed them most. Like when John Cena beat The Rock at WrestleMania, Daniel Bryan winning the title, Cody Rhodes returning to WWE after 6 years. All these moments, they held a really special place in my heart, and they taught me the value of self-confidence and betting on yourself when no one else will. They even made me realize that I have a dream. I want to be a broadcaster. I want to be the voice that connects people to these moments and makes them feel just like I did. Like when I went to my first show when I was 13 and I saw a title change for the first time, I want to make somebody feel that same way. I know it's going to be a long journey, but I feel ready. Finally ready. I'm all in. And being all in means connecting people right now through this podcast. I plan to have a lot of guests on this show, and I want to give them a platform to tell their stories. A lot of them do connect to pro wrestling, and I want to find out what it means to them. But even for my guests who maybe aren't more familiar with wrestling, I want to perhaps get an outsider's view. Maybe for people who want to get into pro wrestling, let them know what it's all about. I'm going to start out with friends, but I plan to hopefully get bigger guests, possibly students, wrestlers in the making, and interview them. We'll even talk about the latest wrestling news, what we think what's going to happen in the next few coming weeks. Maybe even movies like Iron Claw. And eventually, I want to even cover smaller wrestling events happening nearby. You know, there's a New Japan Pro Wrestling School here in LA. There's a lot of independent shows. So I maybe want to get live coverage on those, get fan interaction, you know, possibly try out commentary. We'll see how that goes. But I don't just want to stop there. There are a lot of people I look up to who have taught me not to stay complacent and always aim higher. There are a lot of successful broadcasters like Chris Van Vliet, Pat McAfee. They've done a lot. They've done everything from hosting TV shows, panels where they analyze what's going on, being on the red carpet, and sports commentary. I think it's really cool how these people have dipped their toe into so many forms of media. And while I might have the goal of being a sports broadcaster, I want to get into radio, TV, and try so many things. I think it's kind of crazy how much wrestling has influenced my life. Because it was how I made my first group of friends when I was growing up. It's kind of wild to think that it caused me to go on this new career path now. Because before this, I was honestly studying something that I didn't like at all. And I was only studying it because I thought it was a safe career path. And I didn't really think about it, but I was really unhappy at the time. It wasn't until I saw like a real life example through my favorite pro wrestler, Cody Rhodes, that I really started thinking I could do something else. For those of you guys who don't know, Cody Rhodes, he's the son of a WWE Hall of Famer. He had all these things going for him. WWE still slept on him. They didn't really think he was a top star. They didn't really think he was capable of much. They made him even to a joke character. You know, he was safe. He had a safe job. He could have stayed there his whole life and made a good amount of money, but he decided he wasn't worth it. And so he left. that was honestly the point I reached with my old career path, because although it was like going well, it was going to make ends meet, I just knew that it wasn't really going to fulfill me in life. I wanted to find something else. I remember he actually said this quote one time that really spoke to me, that a man often finds his destiny on the path that he takes to avoid it. And it took me a while to really understand that. Sometimes I thought that the world was against me, and it wasn't until I realized that that's not really the case, that it was up to me to really like do what I wanted and realize that I have a passion for this, to really go for it. Because there were a lot of people throughout my life, whether it was like family members or professors or teachers, who told me that I was good at communicating. And I didn't really know what that meant either. I kind of took it for granted, and I wasn't ready to see it. I knew I loved talking with people and like building connections and learning more about what makes people the way they are. But I just wasn't ready to bet on myself to this extent. I wasn't ready to take such a big risk. It wasn't until I saw Cody literally drop everything, start out in high school gyms, and go to traveling the world and building his own rival company against WWE, that I really was inspired to like do something that I actually enjoyed. He came back to WWE bigger than ever, main eventing WrestleManias, being on the poster boards. He really went from undesirable to undeniable, and he's really on track to become the next John Cena. And that's essentially what I want to get out of my career, because as corny as it sounds, life is really what you make of it. Doing what you want to do, following your dream. And I didn't really realize it at first. I thought, you know, it was just kind of getting through life as opposed to enjoying it and really following your dreams. I think I'm finally ready to show the world what I'm capable of, because I have a lot of plans for this, not just this podcast, but for my career. I want to eventually become an interviewer and just get my name out there. I know that pro wrestling is something that I can talk about really easily, because it helped me out through a lot of low points in my life. It taught me that I am capable of great things. It taught me that I shouldn't care what other people think. It taught me that I just need to do what I really know and what I'm really passionate about. But yeah, I think this wraps up today's first episode. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you stick with me on this journey, and thank you so much.